I have a segment that I want to start with, guys.
Oh, okay.
And it's very scary. I'm here in my hands, Bean Boozled, the Jelly Bean game.
Oh, hello.
Let's play a game.
And it's very simple. It's by Jelly Belly, the jelly.
It smells nice.
It doesn't smell like anything, actually.
And I'd like to thank our sponsors, Jelly Belly.
That's the,
Jelly Belly.
That is the issue, is that you don't know what you're going to get.
Oh, is that like Birdie Butts?
So basically, I have here, I don't even know what, this is the Tutti Frutti.
Well, that's no fun.
Who wants the Tutti Frutti bean?
What's the alternate version?
What's the Tutti Frutti bean? Who wants it?
I'll take it, but what's the alternate one?
Now, it will either be Tutti Frutti
or boogers.
It will be Stinky Socks.
Oh, no.
All right, I'll do
you
it.
Don't know until you try it.
Is Dave mad enough to try it? Oh, he puts it in his mouth.
Tutti Frutti.
Oh.
Okay. Mm, tasty. It's more like bubblegum, though.
This worked out.
Does it taste okay?
It's bubblegum. Tastes like bubblegum.
Just tastes like bubblegum?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait, so let me get this straight. Every color
every candy has its
two possibilities.
Evil alter ego.
It's like
R50-50. Yeah, it's exactly, it's a 50-50 chance of you either getting
something fucking
nasty.
Yeah.
It's so funny, though.
Chocolate pudding or canned dog food. Who wants it?
Oh, God.
I'll take a shot at that.
Because I remember there.
I mean, worst case scenario, I do like my canned dog food.
What?
Here we go, guys. That's fucking gross.
Okay.
Oh my god.
No,
how bad is it taste?
Oh, Matt.
That's nasty.
You
want
to go to that?
Matt, no, I can tough it out, but this is fucking nasty.
Okay, so it's bearable. It's like, it's not.
I
like,
mean, no, it's bearable.
You're not,
like,
you're
like
gagging?
It,
okay.
But like, initially.
The initial squirt of flavor.
My reaction was like, if this is the good one, it's really not. Right? But then as the flavor kind of seeped through, I was like, no, this is not intended to be good.
Isn't
point.
It funny? Because I remember I had some of those in the, back in the day, and I remember eating one that was Caterpillar. And for some reason, I knew what a Caterpillar tasted like, and I recognized it. Isn't that weird? Like,
that's so funny.
Your
First
mind
all,
just kind of associates.
It's weird for them to put Caterpillar on the
yeah.
list.
Yeah, because how do you know what the fuck a Caterpillar
gross,
tastes like?
That's true.
But it's just kind of a gross idea.
But you know what's weird about that? Like, the one I just had, like, canned dog food. It, like, I've never actually eaten canned dog food. But
you
like,
buy
I
it.
Immediately recognizable as that is
the
taste I would associate
That's
to canned
yeah.
dog food.
I've never
like, if you hadn't told me, and I had to write a list of, like, things that this could taste like, canned dog food.
Would be
or, like, cat food or something.
I've
or
eaten
that,
cat
so.
Food before on a dare. And that shit's fucking nasty. It's like,
I've
is
eaten,
it wet?
It tastes
wet?
Like really bad tuna fish.
I've eaten cat food before as a stupid kid.
Yeah.
So, that, yeah.
Cat food sandwich.
Yummy.
It's really nasty.
Mom,
okay.
We're out
Dimitri.
Of tuna.
You're next, Dimitri. All
right, here we go.
Do you want... Okay, wait. I'm going to choose the one that I actually haven't tried. Oh, God. This is nasty. Coconuts or baby wipes?
Oh, Jesus.
You got the worst deal.
Do you like coconuts?
Or baby wipes?
I think the question is, do you like baby wipes?
It might be coconut. Okay, what, Dimitri, you're more of a licorice kind of guy, right?
Or dog shoes?
Or skunk spray.
Oh,
actually, I don't
no.
think I have any more of those. No, I don't have any licorice
no
skunk or
skunk
spray. But I do have...
All right, just toss one at me.
Here's coconut or baby wipes.
Oh, dude.
Oh, man.
Dude.
I'm
all right, Dimitri's going for it.
Because baby wipes is going to be, like, shitty.
No, you can't do it.
You can't smell it.
You can't
smell
it. It's a fucking jelly bean.
We're going to make you eat it regardless, even if we're
going to go for it.
All right, I'm just going to do it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dude.
Oh, no.
That's disgusting. And you can fucking taste. Oh, my God. You can actually fucking, like, you can taste.
The,
like,
the Gerber
like,
baby?
Yeah.
Baby.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh,
it always
God.
Makes a full circle around to being actually kind of good because you can taste the baby food.
No, but it's a weird sensation because it's gross, but it tastes fresh.
It ends in
like a fresh
like,
pad out of the box.
It's like you wiped. It's like you wiped your ass and sprayed some Febreze.
Exactly.
On.
That's
oh,
exactly
God.
What it's how it tastes like Febreze.
It's got an aftertaste of mashed peas.
Okay, I guess it's my turn.
Yeah,
oh,
we
God.
Have to do this now.
All right. So which one is it?
No, you can't pick and choose.
Yeah, you just take one out at random.
As long as it's one we haven't done.
Okay, here I'll do this one. This one is lawn clippings or lime.
No, that's that.
That's
you don't do
easy.
That.
That's
you gotta do the one that's like booger.
I'll take. What else do we have that we haven't tried? Or no, wait, that one is juicy pear, I think, or booger.
Dude, booger, man.
Yeah, that one, this one's juicy pear or booger, I think.
Even booger is pretty soft. I mean, like, let's not lie. We've all eaten a booger at some point in our lives.
I still do.
I don't know about that.
Okay, no. I gotta do caramel corn or moldy cheese.
Yes. Oh, okay, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Cheese. Oh, God. Fuck. Please, God, feed caramel corn. I don't even like caramel corn.
It's aww. Cheese.
Oh, he's got the cheese.
Oh,
don't spit it out.
Don't put it so nasty.
What are you doing?
Oh my God! It tastes like in between your toes. Oh God!
Jesus.
Close to gagging. I really don't want
to
do
this.
Dude,
you gotta tough it out, man.
When Sarah, just a side note, when Sarah comes over, can you offer her a jelly bean and not tell her about it?
Oh, man. Just watch her get a good one. Just, like, you like, thanks, guys. Alcohol. That was delicious.
Okay, let me have another. Okay.
Oh, that.
Oh, man. You're not doing this very well.
Yeah, you're not taking this like a man, Andy.
It's 0 for 2.
It's so gross.
Shall we go another round?
We have to.
Okay, one more time around the table.
Oh, shit.
Let's
okay.
Do it.
Dude, right. Lucky fuck.
Yeah, I know.
I can give you the worst one possible.
Do it.
Dude, I think baby wipes is probably give you the worst deal so far because you literally had a shit flavored one.
I don't know.
It was. I don't think it was shit flavored. It might have been like.
I think it was because it was. Yeah, sure. It was shit flavored, but it also tasted like Febreze. Like it was. It was delightfully terrible.
I mean, sort of like my canned dog food. There's a type of meat in there, I guess. You know?
It was the Silver Lions playbook of jelly beans.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't find the one I just dropped because I wanted to give you Peach or Burf.
Oh no, I've had that one before. It's fucking.
I've had barf with the heavily flavored beans.
Let's do.
I kind of want peach.
I don't know what these are. Kind of discolored. Like
watch me fucking get another tasty one.
Butter,
you
get. Here's butter popcorn or rotten eggs.
Oh dude, I hate eggs. You know that. That's hoping for. I might spit this out.
If you get another fucking tasty one.
Oh God! Oh no.
Are they all the worst ones?
Is it making you gag? Because mine made me gag. Twice.
Kind of, yeah.
You have
just the trick is swallow it fast. Just rush it down with some Dr. Pepper.
Oh my God.
It's making it grosser.
It's like chasing bad down. Lettuce. Oh. And it's like it tastes like lettuce gone bad.
Ew.
Or rotten eggs, I guess.
Ew, okay.
Holy shit, that's fucking disgusting.
Dude, Sean? It's pretty crazy how they can pack that much gross into a bean. Because we've all had a bad one at this point. Like, we've all experienced it.
They're like two steps away from, like, doing the Jetsons spill where you get your dinner in one.
Yeah. All the flavors of one course.
All the flavors ever. Okay,
right.
here's another Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks.
Okay, because nobody's had the Stinky Socks yet. All right, here we go, guys. I'm ready. Stinky socks. Oh, stinky socks. It's so bad.
Oh my God.
Hold on, I would have 10 canned dog food over stinky socks. It tastes like sweat.
How did they fucking come up with this
how
shit?
How did they condense sweat into a fucking jelly bean?
The world's smartest scientist behind.
Oh, that's
wow.
Fucking gross. That's way worse.
No, but think about it. Where is this happening? Like, how do they get that flavor? Honestly, how do they get that fucking flavor?
I want to be the guy whose job is to, like, taste them.
There must be some really smart chemists behind it, because there's no other way you can control that sort of, like, flavor.
Man,
I don't know.
What a country.
Okay, I'm going to pick one.
No, Dimitri first.
What a country. I'm going to pick, no, to make it even, Dimitri, there's going to be a lime or lawn clippings, the green one, or there's going to be a, I don't want to eat moldy cheese again, or chocolate pudding or canned dog food. Deal? And I'm going to put it by my hand, my back, and you're going to choose which one it is.
You know, guys, I think we're underestimating how bad...
well, now it's on the floor.
Andrew
lawn
just
clippings can be.
Well, I dropped
lawn
on the floor.
Clippings
so
can be pretty bad.
That's true.
It's lawn clippings and okay. Here we go.
Dude, the rotten egg was pretty bad.
But I like the more I think about it, lawn clippings can taste really gross. Like if it's really earthy or something.
That's true. If you, but it's essentially like a kale shake, really. We've had some of these here.
And,
like,
I'm freaked
disgusting
out about this. It's a fucking jelly bean, and I'm still like, oh, I don't want the lawn clippings. I'll take this one.
You don't want the lawn clippings? You got the lawn clippings.
Fuck.
Well, I mean, it might be good. It might be lime.
It might be lime, yeah.
Okay.
Man, I got a raw deal. I got two bad ones.
Yeah.
It's like, I know... Yeah. Wait.
He can't tell.
It's lime lung clippings.
Lung.
I think he got a good one. We would know.
I think Nature is the loss of the sense of
guys,
taste.
Guys, this is the best jelly bean I've ever had.
Oh, it's lime clippings.
Yeah?
Okay. It's not, it doesn't seem
it's not that bad.
It's just earthy.
It's spit in my mouth. I want to try it.
It's like a...
Oh, my God.
It's like a wheatgrass shot.
Oh, okay. So it's like a Tony Robbins kale shot.
Yeah, no, I've had this before. Kind of like it, actually.
Okay.
Andrew with the dog food.
I like that.
Because I don't want to do rotten eggs.
Do it, man. It's not that bad.
I do have a sticky socks left.
Do stinky socks.
Sticky socks? Which one are you doing?
Cal, there's stinky socks.
Yeah?
Tutti frutti!
Alright.
God, that feels great. It's like playing Russian roulette.
Yeah, but with candy. Sorry, with Sean.
Candy.
Sorry, Sean.
Yeah,
you got shit out of luck.
Yeah.
Literally.
Shit out of
luck. Oh, no, you had the diaper shit.
I got
it. Actually, it's true. You got, but, I mean, yours doesn't really count.
So,
I mean, you kind of enjoyed the second one.
That's true.
Yeah.
That was
and even the first one was kind of fresh.
Guys, my mom gave me these.
Game
Thank you, Mom.
Those were cool.
Thank you, Mother.
To my mom.
My mom made me banana bread.
Well, my mom doesn't love me as much as your mom, okay? She gives me shitty games that makes me and my friends eat dog shit.
I can just imagine your mom not knowing what those are and just like, oh, Andy loves jelly beans, right? Mom, they taste like diapers.
Actually, the aftertaste is kind of stinky socksy.
Of the Tutti Frutti?
Stinky socks, I think, impressed me the most because it really did taste like sweat.
Like exactly what you expect a nasty
like
sock to.
You know what it tasted
like?
If like someone were to work out and you were to lick their armpits before
that's
workout, that's probably what it would taste like.
That's disgusting.
In a jelly bean format.
Moldy cheese is pretty spot on too.
Yeah.
I know this because I volunteer at the homeless shelter.
Oh, it licking the homeless people's toes. Oh, God. I've licked a few toes in my life. Holy shit.
I'm like Tarantino. No, I, when I tried it, I first tried the... I really wish we had the berry blue or toothpaste.
Well, that could be good.
That's good either way.
Yeah.
I eat toothpaste already.
I put toothpaste in my mouth like all the time.
Yeah, like 3 times a day. Fuck.
The other one we didn't have was
actually 3 times a day for me.
It's weird.
I'm actually, you know what? Most days I probably end up brushing my teeth like 4 times. I'm weird.
You brush your teeth 4 times a day.
Before breakfast, after breakfast.
Weird.
In the shower. First thing I do when I wake up is I take a shower and I brush my teeth in the shower. Before I leave the house, I brush my teeth again before leaving the house. So let's say like this morning I worked at 9 o'clock. Immediately in the morning, brush my teeth, get dressed, have some food.
Okay, you brush your teeth beforehand. That's key. That will double up your.
But then I brush again after eating.
Yeah.
And then let's say I were to come home after work and I were to leave again. Let's say to come here.
You
I would brush again before leaving.
Smart.
And then, so I end up probably brushing my day. I think on average 3 times, but occasionally 4 times. Depending on how much I come and go through the house.
Now, you see, I wake up and I go straight to the PlayStation. I play for about an hour or two, then I go right to school. Don't shower, don't brush my teeth, don't put deodorant on. I'm a walking armpit.
You're living the life.
You should lick Dave right now and see how he matches up with the jelly.
No, I'm kidding. I do shower
when,
sometimes.
When Dave emerges from his room in the mornings, he's always wearing his open house coat and his boxers. He's like, hey, bud, I got school in 10 minutes. He's like, how are you going to... And he literally like closes it and reopens the same second fully dressed.
Literally, like... It's like fucking the Prestige. I've got a twin in there hiding under my bed in his underwear.
It's not enough to make the bird disappear.
Yeah, I see Michael Caine.
Oh, we do terrible Michael Caine.
Master Wayne!
The Michael Caine accent.
Boost and blink, then I blink again.
I'm not even gonna try it.
Master Wayne!
You should try it. Can we hear
we
you?
We watched the Prestige recently, so that's why we're all hopped up on
Michael
Caine. And the 10-hour video of him giving an acting lesson on blinking.
10 hours?
Yeah, well, they loop it for 10 hours. He's just like, if I blink, and I keep on not blinking, and he's just like not blinking for 10 hours, and it's like looped.
It's to show how not blinking is makes for powerful dialogue. Like a powerful performance, but like
it adds power to
it's a 10-minute video that's actually 10 seconds in the actual clip.
In reality, it's like 30 seconds.
Yeah,
he starts blanking right after. doctor, but if you fast forward to the end of the 10 hours, they end the loop, and he's like, and then he blinks, and everyone's like, oh!
Oh, he did
the
it!
Inside the actor's studio, or whatever.
Yeah.
Ever see that Inside the Actor's Studio of Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
No, of Sean Penn, and it's Bradley Cooper
Bradley
asking Sean
Penn
a question. Yeah.
Sean Penn.
That's crazy.
I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a actor in the actor's studio where he's just in the audience. He's not even saying anything the whole video.
Oh,
he's just sitting there taking notes.
Who was on the show? Was it like a 90s?
I think
he
might have been like
Tom
Kevin Spacey or something.
Ooh, that would be a good one to watch.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey. Yeah.
But then the Louis one, remember we Louis C.K. does that joke where he's like, it's as if, oh fuck, I barely remember this though, but
he's like has anyone in the audience of In the Actor's Studio ever been in a fucking movie?
Yeah.
Like,
have
any of those shitheads?
Matthew McConaughey or something, right?
No, I think he's talking about...
It's Bradley Cooper.
It is Bradley Cooper.
I don't know. I think that
would
have been the joke.
He goes on a rant, and then you see... They cut to Bradley Cooper on the after studio, and then...
Asking Sean Penn a question.
And then in...
Wall Street.
American Hustle.
American Hustle, him, like, jumping on Louis C.K., like, humping him, like, yeah!
That was the joke, yeah.
Have you guys ever seen the Inside the Actor's Studio with Robin Williams?
No.
That one's really interesting, because... They ask him,
does he turn himself off? Like, is he, like, just real with James Lipton?
Actually, it probably the opposite. Like,
so he's just like, James Lipton, ooh, hey.
No, but he gets asked, like, how do you come up with, your jokes so quickly? Because, you know, Robin was extremely quick, like, with humor and, like, improvising. And he gets asked, like, how do you do it? 10 minutes of him standing up, cracking jokes, and having fun with the crowd. And
whoa.
It's all...
Improv?
It's all really funny. Like, he ends up, like, getting this woman from the audience to, like, lend him her scarf. And with the scarf, like, he uses it as a prop for about 6 minutes. Like, doing different impressions and different things with the scarf. And it's great. I mean, like, I can't sell it without having, like...
watching it? Robin Williams is so heavy on the voices and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
so
he's
like,
okay, but I'll never forgive him for that one movie.
Which is always...
Patch Adams,
that fucker.
What? You like Patch Adams?
I'm kidding.
No, what are we talking about?
I'm not even kidding. I don't even know.
He's never done anything wrong.
You know, I was thinking, like,
just get somewhere in here.
After Robin Williams died, you know, just like, you know, people were like going through his movie and stuff, and I started thinking about Mrs. Doubtfire and like
how batshit fucking crazy that
how insane that premise is.
How he sold it to some executive, I do not know.
That would never fly today.
It literally is the funny version of Big Mama's House.
It's
the white people's version of Big Mama's House that's actually...
It sounds like the premise of a horror movie.
Yeah, but actually...
A dad who's divorced comes back into the house as a nanny. Like, does he kill them?
Did you see the recut of the trailer to be like a
to
horror
make,
movie?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's great.
Music,
it's
and he's
super
like,
funny.
I need to see my children. And he's just,
oh,
like,
God.
They just paint him to seem creepy.
I mean, yeah, it is a fucking
but
creepy
it
premise.
Is
it is a fucking creepy movie.
Because he's completely lying to all of his family for, like, months. Like, a long ass time, you know?
Pretty much. Living his second life.
Yeah, it's kind of...
It's kind of like Breaking Bad.
It is the Breaking
like,
Bad
I mean,
of
Breaking
the 90s.
Bad was
like
inspired by Mrs. Doubtfire.
He would have been a great... like if Bryan Cranston did do Breaking Bad, I could see Robin Williams doing Breaking Bad.
Really?
In a second. He's a perfect fit for it.
Actually,
he was middle aged. Like,
I guess because Bryan Cranston was a comedy actor.
Yeah.
That's true.
Actually, Robin Williams, like a few times he's done serious roles, has fucking killed it.
1 hour photo.
He's great in serious roles. Yeah, even like stuff like Dead Poets Society. You know.
Dead Poets Society was alright, but yeah, I get what you're
saying. No, I mean, I'm talking about his performance in Dead Poets
Society. Yeah, I get what you're saying, that you can take him seriously, as opposed to, like, when Jim Carrey does a serious role, it's Jim Carrey doing a serious role.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you trying to say?
The number 23.
He's a fucking national treasure, man.
This podcast loves Jim Carrey.
Yeah, thank our...
About Jim
we'd like to thank our sponsor, Jim Carrey.
Putting this together for us, thanks, Jim.
And Boozle, Bean Boozle, Jelly Belly, the bean that makes you want to throw up.
You know, my mom told me, laughs like Bean Boozle, you never know what you're going to get.
The bean that will make you taste diarrhea and then have diarrhea.
Caution, these jelly beans may look alike, but they could not taste more different from each other. I think you could tell them apart.
No, not with that tasting.
And then it says in big yellow, "We dare you. You take it easy, Bean Boozled. We tried you, everyone."
So this is the first time I bought a newspaper, I think, ever.
Really?
Maybe when I used to deliver newspapers.
Was that your first job? Like delivering
job.
It was
oh, man.
What were your first jobs?
$20 a week. It was bad.
Wait,
I did like 4-5 days a week. Like 6 in the morning, going out for an hour. And
6 in the morning is not even that bad. I hear today, like, kids go out at 3 a.m. to go deliver
insane.
That shit.
And they get paid pennies. And you have to go door to door to collect from the actual customers. Like, they'll take, like, 4 out of the 60 customers they have. And they're like, yeah, go collect from these people. It's so strange.
That is weird.
It was the worst job ever. But
I love that that's
I could have it at 14. That was the only reason why I did it, you know?
I love that that's your first job. Because that's such, like... a movie, like...
with such a first
job,
yeah.
Actually, like, there's a friend of mine. Actually, we all know him. I won't say his name for whatever, but, like...
we'll bleep it out.
We'll
bleep it out.
No. I don't want to do that editing after.
Okay, so, this guy that we all know, his first job... I think it was...
Subject X.
Subject X, his first job, was the most stereotypical teen movie first job ever. I want you guys to guess.
Is it McDonald's?
He was mowing lawns.
Movie theater.
Sorry? No, it wasn't moving lawns. It wasn't movie theater. This is like...
he was a cop on the run.
This is like 80s teen movie first job.
Okay.
He was an undercover cop in high school?
He was a narc.
A typical 80s movie first job.
I'm building this up a lot, so I'm probably going to say, and you guys are going to be like, no, that's...
professional...
is it in the restaurant business?
No.
Shit.
Should I just say it?
No, I want to guess.
Is it in the entertainment industry?
You could say that.
Oh, shit. Was he a stripper?
He's a pimp.
Typical 80s, specifically?
Well, not 80s, but...
it was
like
90s. Like
the image I have... actually, it might be more 90s, but like it's a very like teen movie...
pizza restaurant.
Dead end.
He said no restaurants.
Not a restaurant.
Although... oh, Blockbuster.
No. If I'm going to start dropping hints, they do serve food in these buildings.
Chuck E. Cheese.
No.
Movie theater.
We don't have Chuck E. Cheese's here.
McDonald's? I don't know.
Did I say it already?
Yeah, you did say it.
Blockbuster.
Narc.
Yeah, okay. Big reveal. We're all so gonna be disappointed.
He is the guy who gives you shoes at the bowling alley.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it sprays them and everything. Like,
right?
That's pretty
what
fun.
What size are you, sir? Yeah, that's a pretty teeny job, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no, I feel like every time I've been to a bowling alley, someone's a creepy old guy doing that.
That's the thing about teen jobs, I was just about to say. It's either a teenage boy doing it, or a man who's it's sadly too old for it. You know, like he's in his late 40s, early 50s, and he's still stuck at this kind of job. Or a teenager.
He's or he's just had bad luck, and he's got a...
these places like, could benefit. Like, but I mean, they could benefit from like babes selling me shoes. I'd get a fuck ton of bowling shoes if like... there's some babes on them, right?
Well, you rent them.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm a size 24. They're like, you don't carry that shoe. I'm like, okay.
You know what they say about boys with big feet, right? What? We need really big shoes.
That's big bowling shoes.
So yeah, this is the first time I bought a newspaper in a while, because I bought it for my Halloween costume. For those of you on the listening to this, I'm everybody's dad. So I need a newspaper, I got myself, you know, a Phillips head. Anyways, so on the front page of the Globe and Mail today is behind the CBC's decision to fire Jan Gomeshi.
The
after
truth.
Months of being told by a popular radio host that he had done nothing wrong, managers asked to see the proof and were taken aback by what they were shown. Is it just me, or does that feel like an upworthy?
Yeah, that's true. It's
that seems like
you'll never believe, like,
what?
Bury the fucking lead.
More on page 4.
Just
but I feel
what
like,
happens next.
Yeah, I feel like that's what media's become. Like, newspapers can't keep up with fucking websites, so they have to put that kind of stuff in there.
Yeah.
Like, that the Jan Gomeshi thing is hardly a news story yet, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really hope he didn't do it.
Internet journalism is just super lazy.
Oh, yeah.
I really like Jan. He had some great...
You mean you hope he didn't hit a girl?
Hopefully. Or hopefully it was all conceptual. I mean, if you did hit a girl...
hey, man, hit me all you want.
Yeah, I mean...
hit me like
I don't know if you guys saw this. I saw his... he made a post, like a public post on Facebook, kind of just talking about the incident, whatever.
Yeah, the PR statement.
And
people like, tear it apart for being like a... like he supposedly hired his lawyers and everyone to craft it. But even if
I mean,
that's
if
the case, I mean, you're being... Your character's being assassinated. I would hire a lawyer too. And
no,
he's suing CBC.
That's
so
the
imagine.
First thing I would do is hire a lawyer because, like, it could be so easy in a situation like that. That's so delicate to put your foot in your mouth. You know.
Oh, totally.
Especially with the subject matter that is involved. You know, like it could be so easy to just say something.
Billy Bob Thornton's laughing.
Yeah.
Billy Bob?
Ever see the Billy Bob?
Yeah, that interview? It's the cringiest thing ever. Okay, so...
He comes on to...
Yeah, so Billy Bob Thornton's band... I forget what they're called. There's some hick.
The 52s or something.
The B-50 fucking 7s or whatever. Anyway.
I love the B-50s.
No, they all wear, like, bowling shoes.
Yeah, no, they're just, like, this weird hillbilly, like, country rock band. And so Billy Bob Thornton is in the band. He sings and plays banjo or whatever. And he's on cue. And so as Gilgamesh does, he starts the interview by reading from a paper, like, introducing the guest. And he mentions how Billy Bob Thornton's an actor. Now he's kind of leaving the movie business to pursue music, blah, blah, blah. And fucking Billy Bob Thornton just shuts down. And every single question that Gilgamesh asks him, he responds with, like, gibberish.
What?
Or, like, complete nonsense. So Gilgamesh will ask him, like... You just came back from tour. How do you feel about your recent performances? And he's like, well, when I was a boy, I entered a contest to build, like, a maquette of something, and I won. And I won a...
But Yan knows what's going on. He's like, you're really... Yeah. Give me nothing here. Because he opened, like, he first explodes, kind of being like, I told you I wasn't going to talk about my acting. I want to talk about my music. And I told you specifically before the show. And he's like, I understand... But I'm talking about your music, and the question was revolving around, like, what's it like to translate to music?
Transition
and, like,
into a different platform, yeah.
And it's so funny, because you can see on Gilgamesh's teleprompter, you can see it says, if this goes south, we have metric on the line. The producers already knew they was going to go fucking wire.
They gotta be like...
They gotta be on the ball.
Totally.
That's so weird.
The metric's always on the line. But it's just
they're just waiting.
Yeah, it's going great. We're still making indie rock, you know.
It's still good, you know. Everything's the same, really.
Oh, yeah, Emily, I haven't talked to her in, like, a while. She's too busy.
She's doing her own thing.
But she, I come in, do drums. They say that she likes it, you know. No,
but
still metric.
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton is such a weird character.
Yeah, actually, have any of you guys watched Fargo? The series.
The new one.
Oh, did they series it out like they did with Dusk Till Dawn on Netflix?
Oh, no, it's not Netflix. It was on FX. And I actually just finished it.
The one station everyone watched.
Everybody loves FX.
Yeah, the Russell Brand show, and I can't think of anything else.
No. But, I mean, like, I just watched the whole thing.
Right.
It's Billy Bob Thornton, and it's Martin Freeman.
Okay. Is it based off of the Coen Brothers movie?
Yeah, actually, the Coen Brothers are a couple...
Cool, okay. Then I have more faith in that. The Dusk Till Dawn series felt like such a, like...
Yeah.
Felt like a True Blood of the movie, when the movie is, like, so much more of a, like...
I mean...
Grindhouse, you know?
I love From Dusk Till Dawn, and I have no interest in watching that series, but Fargo, I'd seen enough good things, and, like, seen, like, good ratings, and, like, just generally positive, very positive.
You've never seen Fargo?
Oh, I love the movie Fargo.
Okay, okay.
But I was interested enough to check out the show, yeah. So I did, and yeah, I thought it was great. I mean... It's a little more, like, lighthearted than, let's say, something like Breaking Bad or True Detective.
Okay, it's not as...
Well, even the movie had that, like...
The movie had the comedic...
That comedic sensibility.
They're, and that's definitely there. And Billy Bob Thornton in that is amazing.
Really?
He is great in that role.
Oh,
and
Billy Bob Thornton is great.
Is,
like,
amazing.
Every time I see Billy Bob Thornton, I'm like, oh, this is right. Like, he's
that,
like,
guy's
popular.
Cool as shit.
He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah,
but
of course.
He's great, but he's great at acting.
Yeah, Bad Santa is probably my favorite Christmas movie.
Bad Santa is amazing. I love that.
It's such a good film.
But what's even more impressive about Fargo is Martin Freeman, who's British, right? You know, BBC actor.
Mm-hmm.
Who? Martin Freeman. He's, yeah, fucking Bilbo Baggins.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And he's also in Sherlock. He's
Dr.
Watson. Martin Freeman does the most impeccable Minnesota accent.
Really?
In Fargo.
Minnesota.
Like, if I didn't know he was a British actor,
you
could
have
tell.
Andrew Lincoln
I
in The Walking Dead.
I would have never picked up on that. Exactly. Exactly.
That's crazy.
It's really good. Like, he has a great
accent. I didn't know Andrew Lincoln was British until, like, I saw a snippet from a talk show, and he's just like, you know, the thing about zombie flexes.
That's a dramatic caricature of a British guy. Now you see with the my cocaine.
Okay. You fucking with me? You taking a piss, bro?
Okay, you taking off piss,
I'm Canadian, I'm offended.
Have you guys heard Daniel Radcliffe's American accent?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's pretty
well,
good.
Well,
I feel like I've said amazing way too many times this
half
podcast.
Half his movies, he's American.
8 times, I think. But he just had a movie come out called Horns.
Right.
That movie sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But he sounds exactly like Jesse Pinkman.
That's so funny.
Like, his accent is great. Like, apparently... But he really channels whoever the director was for the Harry Potter series is American.
Okay.
And, you know, like, Dan Radcliffe acting very young, spending a lot of his time around American crew, has a flawless American accent.
I guess, yeah, the movies were American, right? They bought the book series and they...
Oh, they were definitely American-made movies, yeah.
But it's interesting how they kept everyone British, just like...
Well, I mean, because it was set in the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah, to stay true to the...
Yeah.
To the
I've
lore.
I've always been interested in Harry Potter lore, like, I'm not by any means...
That's so gay.
Interested as in, you know, I like the occasional rock.
I mean, I read up on some fans.
No, but I mean...
I'm going to stay abreast. I'm not going to live under a rock here.
I'm not by any means like a Harry Potter fan.
Right.
Well, I mean, like, I've read the books and I've seen the movies. But I've always been interested, like, what the hell is going on in the rest of the world? Where, because it implies that there's magicians everywhere, right?
Yeah.
I'd love to see, like, what...
A spinoff.
What magicians in the deep south would be like, or something like that. You know?
That would be fucking sick.
Because it's very much centered on the UK. There's a bit of France, I believe. And maybe, like, I don't know, like...
It's very European, though.
Yeah, it's very European. What the fuck is going on in Japan with... Wizards, that'd be cool as shit, you know?
Ugh.
Or something. I don't know.
That'd be off the wall bonkers.
Off
Japanese
the wall.
Magicians?
Dude. Japan's already so fucking crazy as it is. Dude, okay, yeah. I heard about this TV show in Japan called... It's Nasubi.
Oh, yeah, this is fucked up. Wait,
yeah.
Was this Japan or was this Korea?
It was Japan.
Okay, but it was basically preface. Have you seen Old Boy?
Yeah. No, actually. But I know what Old Boy is.
Okay.
It's basically Old Boy.
It's essentially Old Boy the game show. They took this guy, Nasubi, I believe his name was. Yeah. And they told him, hey, do you want to be on this TV show? We don't know if it's going to air, but it's an experiment. And, like, once we're done, we might pitch it and it might get aired. And the guy's like, oh, okay. He does this on a contract. They put him on a bus. They put him in a hotel room. It's got nothing. It's got a bed, like, a little cuisinette. Like stove
classic.
And a desk with a stack of magazines, and they put him in there. They're like, okay,
magazines.
Okay, check it out.
He's labeled
on
Wikipedia as a comedian.
Yeah,
better known as Nasubi.
He was trying to be an actor.
Hamatsu.
Anyway, he's in the hotel room, and they close the doors. They're like, strip. They take his clothes off, and they're like, all right, it begins. So the premise of the show is it's a sweepstakes show, and he has to survive in the room by entering these sweepstakes in magazines because they were really popular in Japan at the time. And so the idea is once he wins $10,000 worth of sweepstakes materials, he can leave. And it takes him 8 months and he does it.
And he does this bare-ass naked?
Bare-ass naked in the room. Because the idea...
9 months?
9 months, yeah. They tell him, if you want clothes, you're going to have to win them in the sweepstakes.
That's insane.
But he doesn't. So he wins, like, a bunch of shit. He was living off of dog food for a while.
Yeah,
and just, like, it's the most cruel thing. But the thing is, it was all televised.
It
they
was
had,
consensual, though, right?
No, he didn't know it. Well, it was consensual. He agreed to go in, but he didn't sign a contract.
Did he realize he was being filmed the entire
time? No, he didn't know. He had no fucking idea, because he thought that, like, it wasn't aired. It was going to be pitched later. But there were live streams of him in his hotel room, and they, like...
It was very Truman Show.
It was the Truman Show, essentially, yeah. And they had... Apparently, he had, like, an eggplant-shaped head. They called him the eggplant. And so they blurred his dick with the eggplant cartoon.
Oh my god.
Horrible
hilarious.
And they would have like boing sound effects when he would goof around. And it was just like, it's such a morbid fucking premise. But they put a comedic spin on it and people loved it. Like, I think the recent episode of Walking Dead had what, like 12 million viewers?
Yeah.
That show had 17 million.
Are you serious?
Weekly. Yeah.
Wow. Didn't it break records?
It was the highest rated TV. Well, not highest rated, maybe, but the most viewers. The show with the highest viewership.
I'm actually curious what the highest rated TV show
or the highest viewership.
Rated TV
show. I think it was the finale of... Oh, what series was it?
Days of Our Lives.
highest rated TV shows.
That'll do it.
No.
Like, by viewership. You know?
By viewership, yeah.
But that's crazy. That's crazy. Like, what was the reveal of the show? Like, does he ever find out?
Oh, okay, so here's the thing. Once he gets $10,000 worth of prizes, they're like, okay, you won, we're going to take you to... Like, they just take him away.
Oh, wow.
They bring him to Korea.
By country.
And so they're just like, welcome to Korea. This is like, you want a little vacation, whatever. You want the airfare here. And they're like, okay, cool. He does the tourist thing for a day. And then that same night, they put him in a hotel room, and they're like, strip. And he's like, okay. He strips, and it's the they model the room exactly the same as before, and they say, now you have to win your airfare back.
No.
And so he does it for another 3 months or whatever.
Okay.
And they bring him... Okay, so this is a big reveal at the end. He wins the airfare back. He keeps doing it, and he goes back to Japan, and they bring him to a room, and he instinctively starts to strip, and then the walls of the room fall down, and he's in a TV studio, and there's a huge audience there clapping for him. And he looks like he's in shock.
He's confused.
He's got PTSD at that point. Like, and they're like, Natsumi, we love you. Yeah. They're like cheering him on.
That's the weird.
So I understand, what did he walk away with? Like, what was his real prize?
Oh, nothing. Yeah, he didn't. Well, what he wanted to get out of it was like his acting break. And he did get a few roles in, like, shitty comedic TV shows after that.
He listed as a comedian.
Yeah, but he didn't do anything as big as that.
That was just...
So you're telling me he went on this thing...
Almost, like, a year.
Because that's, like, a complete nightmare scenario where, like, like, 9 months of, like, just living, like, the fucking worst life, you end up naked in front of, like, surrounded... Like, people, like, have nightmares of this shit where you're, like, ass naked with, like, a... tremendous audience surrounding you. Like, I'm kind of surprised he didn't just, like, go home and, like, blow his brains out, you know?
But at least the silver lining is he got a little bit of fame.
What? Fame for what? Like,
He also did kind of go crazy. Well, he didn't sign a contract, though.
But he agreed to go into this, like, mystery thing.
This experimental TV show, yeah.
I mean,
and it's so weird, like,
when you don't read the terms and conditions.
Okay, guys, let's play a little game. What is the highest rated TV show of all time?
Pre-60s?
What's the TV
show? Ratings substantially dropped from the 50s and the emergence of television to now. Like, programming meant fewer people per show I imagine in the 50s,
but there was less televisions.
Gunsmoke was the only TV show, like one of the only TV shows on. You know what I mean?
Okay,
yeah,
so
but there was a lot less televisions.
Well, now we have so many shows, and we have so many different channels.
My guess was going to be something like MASH or Brady Bunch.
Oh, is it? Fuck, what's that show? Honey, I'm Home.
Oh,
what's that show called again?
The Honeymoons?
No.
Is that the answer?
What is it?
I think it's the spinoff of The Honeymooners. It's I Love Lucy.
That's it. Honey, I'm Home.
67.3 million viewers.
Yeah,
that's insane.
I Love Lucy was the spinoff of Honeymooners, right?
I think it was its own thing.
She was the wife, no? Like, wasn't she the wife of the guy?
Was the real wife of the guy, too. Like, they were actually married.
That's such a fucky show.
Like, I know,
relationship and like,
My sister, like, in the past, like, maybe 2 years, like, went through a phase of watching it, and that's just so fucking sexist, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, he would smack the shit out of Lucy.
Yeah. Oh, Lucy, you fucking lion! And then there's, like, a studio audience clapping.
And she would just kind of go, like, wah! And it was, like, laugh track. You know?
I mean, that's an artifact of the time.
Even so Bewitched is pretty sexist, too.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Sorry to interrupt, but from 2005 to 2011, the top rated TV show is American Idol.
Oh, I believe that.
I buy that too.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, to me, that
makes sense. And now it's The X Factor.
Yeah, what is it now?
Now it's The Big Bang Theory.
Oh god.
Just so disappointed.
A table full of sighs.
Hey guys. Beningo.
Botswana.
I mean, the all these shows are shows that, like, NCIS.
Yeah.
It's all shows that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire that people probably are like, okay, like, yeah, everyone fucking watched Friends. Like, but Friends is...
Friends makes sense.
Seinfeld was, I feel like, is the outlier in here, where it's like, you still think, like, people still watch Seinfeld.
It's a beloved series, yeah.
I mean, all of these are pretty beloved series.
I can't wait for,
like,
Seinfeld to come to Netflix or something.
The Cosby Show and Cheers. And,
yeah, Cosby Show.
Roseanne.
No Match. No, Brady Bunch.
Happy Days was top of its year. But this is crazy. Some shows take fucking, like, spot. All in the Family took from 72 to 76 top viewership.
Wow.
Crazy. Wow. Most watched TV series.
Is that from the U.S.? What about Canada?
That's the U.S. only. The Canada version doesn't have a chart.
Little House on the Prairie?
Probably.
Corner cast.
The most watched television podcast in Canadian history is the gold medal game of the men's hockey tournament in 2010 Winter's Olympics.
That's so typical.
Played with
that was in Canada, too,
Canada.
Right? Yeah.
I actually remember that.
Yeah.
That's
so funny. You remember it?
16.6 million Canadians watched the whole game.
Wow. Holy shit.
Many believe the final game of the 1972 Summit Series had up to 18 million viewers, but this was not so. Only 4.3 million.
How did they get that shit wrong?
10.3 million people watched.
Some scientist lost his fucking job on that.
Blind,
I believe we have 17 million, my lord.
Malone.
Check the math, you know, it's more like
to the
four.
King of Canada.
It's funny because other countries, it's all FIFA, Euro,
yeah.
Rugby, New Zealand's all rugby.
Well, I mean, none of that makes sense, but, like, in Canada, it's hockey.
I guess, but it's crazy how U.S. is the outliers, is the only country that has, like,
narrative shows.
Year. It's
funny, eh?
Except for Sweden, from 2000 to 2013, which is the only thing listed. It's Melody Festivalen.
What the fuck is that?
And they have the
fucking
year after.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard about, there was a show made, I think this was in the 80s or 90s. It was a sitcom featuring and starring Hitler.
Oh yeah, I heard of that.
Like the real Hitler?
No.
Yeah, he didn't die.
Yes, but it was like a sitcom, like a family sitcom where Hitler was the main character.
What was it called again? It was a British show, right?
It was called Heil Honey, I'm Home.
Yeah.
No.
What country was this? In the UK?
In the UK. And you can watch it on YouTube. It's like...
It's got one episode, right?
It's got one episode, the pilot.
And it got canned.
And it aired. It actually fucking aired. And then it got immediately cancelled.
Oh my god. What year was this? 70s?
Oh no, it was later than that. It was like 80s or 90s.
Really?
Amazing.
I might
Heil
be wrong.
Heil
Honey, I'm Home. Yeah, look it up. But like
so
that...
funny.
Like, I can't believe that that aired at all. Like, how that ever made it to television is beyond me.
That's so great.
Yeah.
I guess it's a bit like the producers.
They kind of make such a joke of it that you can't even take it seriously anymore, and it becomes okay to make fun of, you know?
It was in 1990. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane. The show centers on fictionalized characters, versions of Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun, who live next door to a Jewish couple. Arnie and Rosa Goldstein.
Oh, jeez, Goldstein is so fucking racist.
The show's plot is driven by Hitler's inability to get along with his neighbors.
Oh my god.
At the beginning of the episode presented the series as a lost sitcom from the 50s, recently rediscovered. Interesting. That's an interesting
movie. You know, some would say that's how the Second World War started.
He
wouldn't get along with his neighbor.
It was basically a spoof of 1950s and 1960s American sitcoms, such as Leave It to Beaver, I Love Lucy, as well as other elements, including a corny title, vivacious plot points, vacuous plot points, and dialogue, and unwarranted applause whenever a character entered the scene.
Yay, it's Hitler!
So funny.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But for some reason, like, I know for a fact that would just never happen today anymore, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, having a show, like, based on Hitler. Yeah, what's
up? Dimitri just passed me a note.
Oh god, what is it saying?
The note reads,
"Do you like me?
We should read scary stories off of Arno Sleep because it's Halloween." You open a can of words, my friend. But the thing is about the Arno Sleep, it feels like, it's like 9 pages long.
Yeah, you know what we should do instead? Actually, I think Dave pitched this before, and no one was listening.
Yeah.
What's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you guys?
Like, legit scary.
Okay.
Hmm. Pull this out. I gotta think about this for a little bit.
We could do that, or we could also do, like, we talked about this before starting the podcast briefly, but, like, scariest movie, maybe that's easier, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like something that genuinely freaked you out.
But there, yeah, but for me, there's a difference between scariest movie experience and scariest movie itself. Because
I've definitely,
I think the scariest movie experience for me was The Grudge. When it first came out on DVD or whatever, I watched it and I had to, like, hide under the couch. You know how there's those recliners with, like, they pull the legs up? I hid under that and had a blanket over my head and I asked my mom to tell me when the, like, girl was away.
Oh my god.
Did you really?
Yeah,
okay,
I was so
one
fucking terrified.
Inexplicable experience in real life. And to this day, I still don't know what happened. I remember I was sleeping in my old room, or I was like about to fall asleep. I had my teeth brushed, PJs on, getting ready to get tucked in, waiting for my mommy to come do the final touches of the tucking. And I'm just chilling in my room. Lights on too, so it wasn't like I wasn't like in a place that felt scary. It was my room. I was like, it's safe at home, right?
And you know the door stoppers? The
yeah.
spring ones? That stop the door from like slapping the wall? It suddenly just went like someone slapped it. And it was like... And I look over and it's like still going... And I have no idea to this day how the fuck that happened.
You didn't have any pets?
Didn't have any pets at the time. No, we had a rabbit, but he was in a cage. It didn't have any like it was a newish house. It was built in the 70s. Like there wasn't, you know, any
ghosts. Yeah, it's in the 70s. No reason to be ghosts.
Like, maybe there was a mouse, possibly.
Like behind the wall or something.
But I feel a mouse would just slide under it.
It wouldn't be
off the floor.
It's not a fucking hedgehog. Like
that's
wouldn't.
So weird.
I to this day,
how
like,
old
I
were you when this
about
happened?
It. Seven.
Really?
I just don't know what it could.
And like there was nothing else. Like
nothing else in the house ever happened that was scary. That was the only one isolated incident that could be.
And it just, like very
just
loudly.
Picture someone slapping it full force. You know when you're a kid, you play with those things.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What are these doing? You're like, cool, it's a spring.
Yeah.
No idea.
That's so weird.
Yeah. That's the closest thing I can come to, like, a genuine, like...
Dimitri is taking a note here.
A genuine
just
scary
so
thing.
All,
why don't you say anything?
I remember... Being, I remember having a bad dream and being genuinely terrified and like it was the one time I remember screaming as I woke up.
Really?
Yeah, it was. I remember my dream was that it was weird. I woke up in my dream. I woke up from a bad dream, like startled.
Wait, in your dream you
woke up? I
woke up
from a dream. Yeah,
oh,
my dream started from as me waking up from a bad dream being
that's just
startled.
A bad setup.
Yeah, and I yelled for my mom to come because I was scared. So I yelled, Mom. And then the door opens, and it's, like, weirdly backlit, so I can only see her...
outline.
Her outline, her... her silhouette. And she's just standing there, and she looks like... Not to say my mom's big, but she looks, like, really, like, muscular. Like, she seemed really, like, gargantuan. Just, like... Yeah, she looks buff and just, like, weirdly uncanny. Like,
she's been lifting.
Yeah, she's been lifting. She's been lifting. And I remember being like, Mom, are you okay? And I just heard this, like... guttural deep voice like it was coming from underwater say like rah, 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 and I yelled and I woke up yelling
really
yeah and then I actually yelled for my mom to come and she came.
What was that?
It's the neighbors.
Did you hear that?
Uh-oh. The neighbors across the way
probably. I mean the brother's just walking down.
Oh no, don't, we can't let him go off by himself.
Guys, the spook cast just got spooky.
I remember like one dream.
Oh my god, man, no Dimitri! No Dimitri, god! He's being taken by the darkness.
The dark lord strikes again.
I remember after seeing Gremlins as a kid. Do you guys remember Gremlins?
Yeah.
I remember it fondly. Nothing happened in the doorway.
Refresh my
Gremlins was like a kid's horror movie. Something that would never happen
to me.
They're like little monsters. They're blue. They start actually and they're like cute and fuzzy.
What do they call them again?
Mogwais.
Okay, what was the one called that they had?
Gizmo.
Gizmo. Fuck.
Actually, my first pet was called Gizmo after the Gremlin.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so... There are these little animals called mogwais, and mogwais are cute as shit. I mean, like, picture, like, the cutest tiny animal ever.
Yeah.
Like, huge eyes, fluffy ball of fur.
Friendly.
Friendly as shit. They're just the best animals, and, you know, they can sort of talk, But there's they have three rules, and they like three cardinal rules of Mogwais that you cannot breach. Direct sunlight, that will fuck them up.
Okay.
Actually, any bright light in general, you got to keep away from the Mogwais. Two, water. They can't touch water, or what happens? They
sign style.
They like bubble up, and okay. then they multiply.
Oh, fuck.
So, okay.
So like at one point early on in the film, like a Mogwai gets like fucking splashed with water or whatever, and like it ends up being like there's like 12 of them.
Oh god.
But
well, are they all nice?
But yeah, they're all cute and great. However, the last one, this is the important one, you cannot feed a Mogwai
after
midnight.
Yeah.
And if you feed them after midnight, they turn nasty. They turn blue and ugly. They turn into like little goblins and shit.
Now here's my question. Is there a cutoff time? Is it until sunset that you can't feed them, or is it like an arbitrary 7 a.m. number or whatever?
No, it was definitely midnight.
No, but I mean, when can you start feeding them? What? After midnight?
Oh, that's interesting, because it's technically always after midnight. You know?
Yeah. There's an after. There's no
before. That's interesting. Before. I don't think they touch on that. They also don't touch off on, like,
yeah,
what
Mr.
if it's, like, daylight savings?
Yeah.
You know, like, a lot of questions.
What if it's Passover?
Wasn't very clear about that.
No, he wasn't. He should have cleared
that
part.
I don't know what his name was.
What if it's Passover?
But anyway, so that movie freaked me out a lot. And actually, for some reason, we watched it, like, maybe last year at some point. And they end that movie, and, like I know the team got together, and they were discussing, and they're like, how can we assure that by the end of this movie, every fucking kid who watches this gets nightmares for at least, like, 4 to 5 days?
Oh, my God.
And what they do is they have, like, this monologue at the end, being like, you know, not all of the grandmothers were captured. They might be lurking in the shadows in your closet.
Oh,
under
my
your
God.
Bed. And, like, they do that. I'm like, why the fuck would you do that in a
yeah.
movie?
That's sadistic.
And I remember being scared of these fucking things, being, like, in my closet, or, like, if I were to go to the bathroom, I was positive they were, like, behind the curtain of the shower or something. And, like, I would, like, have nightmares about
yeah,
them. Like, this scared the shit out of me.
I remember that because my sister had the fucking little gizmo.
Oh, yeah. Gizmo.
Thing.
Mm. Yeah.
And I swear to God, and these were notorious. Like, go back and read up about these things. These things were notorious for just coming to life. Just
randomly,
nowhere,
right?
Randomly.
Oh my god, you're talking about Furbies.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Furbies, that's it.
They look like the same fucking thing.
Yeah, actually, Mogwais look exactly like Furbies.
Exactly.
For anyone. Yeah.
So they would fucking just pop up and come to life and start blinking their goddamn eyes. And my sister had one of these, and I remember sleeping in a room, and I swear to god, it came to life.
Yeah.
That was, I think that was like riffed on in an episode of The Simpsons, right?
Something like that.
I think so, probably.
Treehouse of Horror.
Certainly touched on it. But I remember those, because they're proximity-based. The fun, like, the idea was you'd walk into the room with them, and they would, like, flash their eyes open and be like, I see you!
Oh,
and then you'd play games with them.
That's
but I remember
terrifying.
My sister had one, too, and it was busted. And, like, the voice chip or whatever was broken.
Oh my
God. So instead of saying anything, it just came out with this, like, very digital, scary, like, like, so like, the eyes were just, like,
there's a demon trying to get out of there.
Like, the eyes would just burst open.
Oh, dude.
And then just, like, go, like, and just, like,
dude,
scream at you until you, like, pop the battery.
If you want to hear about a real horror story, there's a video, I forget what the fuck it's called, but it's this old couple that have a they have a skeleton, like, animatronic doll who, like, it's a Halloween prop that, like, the doll dances and then, like, says something funny and then keeps dancing, and they're yelling at it because they're like, what do you want?
Because they think there's a demon
inside.
Like,
what do you want from us,
they
you devil?
Plug it, and that's why they were scared, because it was still going. Even after
no, because it was
no.
like, it was saying, fuck you, but it was
no,
just
no,
busted.
It wasn't
busted.
Even doing that. It was just doing its whole bit.
Yeah.
And then it was just doing it at random moments and kind of
yeah.
doing it in, like, jerky motions.
Yeah.
And they were yelling at it, like, what do you want from us?
And the woman was like, this is a possessed demon.
Yeah, the scariest bit of that video is that they're not fucking around. They're not
so
kidding.
Funny. So they're genuinely freaked out.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
And they're filming it, obviously.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. This
yeah.
is so funny.
Okay, speaking of the end of movies.
Yeah.
We're going to close this podcast out. A little round that I like to call the lightning round.
Uh-oh.
Where I go around the table really quickly with quick little thingies, quick little questions that I pop off. You're supposed to answer them quickly. The last time we tried this in the first podcast.
It lasted half an hour.
It lasted literally another extra half hour. So try to keep it brief.
Last time you tried it, earlier today.
Yeah. Okay, so
First one of the lightning round. Favorite horror movie, Sean.
Oh, favorite horror movie. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're putting me on the spot here. You know, I really like... And it's funny because I've only seen the whole thing probably twice in my life. I really like the original Alien.
That's mine too.
Are you serious?
Yeah, favorite horror movie.
Because it really captures...
I never feel like that's a horror movie. Though. I feel
oh,
like
it is.
Way more sci-fi.
You know, it probably is more sci-fi.
I watch to see the cool spaceship.
It's not nearly as scary as some other movies, I could say, but like if we're like considering it as a horror movie,
yeah.
I think it's great because it really captures the feeling of like being like so like closed off and by yourself and isolated and like cold and steel and just like it's so inhuman of a setting.
It's the perfect movie that has like that mystique to it, you know? They only show the actual alien in that movie like fucking twice.
And it's towards the end, easily in the second half, if not the
last.
Oh,
and the
quarter.
Third act is
yeah.
the only time you see it, and like the whole movie is just building up to that.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that, like, oh, there's no payoff because you only see him towards the end. It's like, by then, you're so into the movie and into the atmosphere that, like, it's amazing.
You know, there's the scene where, like, the alien bursts out of the guy's chest.
Yeah.
What's great about that scene is the rest of the cast. Did not know that was going to happen.
Really? It was one
what?
Of the improv scenes?
They knew he was supposed to feel sick and apparently like he was supposed to like vomit or something. And they said, no, there's going to be a prop and it's going to pop out. So the reactions of everybody are completely authentic.
That's
well,
awesome.
Genuine to the extent. They know well,
like,
they're
I mean,
sad
know,
and they know
but, I mean,
it's a horrible
but they
it's,
still
they
look startled and surprised.
They're extremely startled because there's a fucking thing popping out of his chest and just blood and guts going everywhere.
Yeah, it's a fun little like, did you know?
And
like,
if you watch
you
the scene,
like
if you watch the scene, there's like one girl that like screams like particularly loud and it's just like she got
she
fucking scared.
Got like, yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
It really neat. Yeah.
Dimitri.
Lightning round. Just because it scared me so much, I would probably say Chucky.
Oh,
I got very freaked out by Chucky as a kid.
I found Slappy was like that's
Slappy from
like Goosebumps. When they had that series, like there was a period in the 90s where they just got like animatronic puppets, like
that was in vogue at
horrifying.
The time, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking horrifying.
Do you guys know about the Uncanny Valley?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I had a case of the Uncanny Valley recently.
Oh, okay.
So for those who don't know, Uncanny Valley, correct me if I'm wrong because I know very little about it, but it's when a digital or robotic, or what? Don't do this.
No,
it's for what?
Well,
I understood
let's
it. What
is the definition? Yeah.
What is that? And it, whenever something digitally rendered or like a robotic robot was so close to human, so close to being human-like, but wasn't human. As humans, if we see something slightly off, we get very uncomfortable. Because it's trying to emulate it, and it's like a trick in our brain, sort of like motion sickness or something, like where we feel uncomfortable around it. Like they were talking about the new Hunger Games, where Philip Seymour Hoffman plays a big role, and they didn't finish shooting all the scenes before he died, so they're going to digitally render him in many of the scenes. And people were saying how like it could work out, or it could fall into Uncanny Valley territory, where you're uncomfortable watching it.
Because something's off.
Because something's off, and you could see slight, like...
Yeah.
And what I was doing yesterday, I was just playing on... Or a couple of days ago, I was playing on my brother's Xbox One, and he had the new NHL, which looks great, but the reactions and the human models in that are close, but not all the way there.
They're not completely...
So it's uncomfortable to watch people kind of, like, celebrate after a goal, or be like, fuck, ref, don't call him that foul on me. It's really weird.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Is that what you were talking about?
No, that's exactly... the only thing I would change about that is it doesn't necessarily have to be digital.
Okay.
It's more like...
I heard like robots.
The closer you are to being an actual like human specimen, but not quite. Like there's a fine line between like being like, yep, that's a genuine human being. Anything that's like just before
just
that.
Just shy of that, yeah.
Just shy of that. And the closer you are to being that, but not quite, the creepier it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like, let's say that's why zombies are scary. Because they look like humans, but they're not, you know? Like, they're clearly not, but at the same time, like, for me, like, you could have, a zombie with, like, you know, like, his jaw's falling off and he's got wounds or whatever. To me, that's way less scary.
Than 28 days later.
Than somebody who's almost exactly like a human.
But there's something
but
off.
The eyes are off or something weird.
We got a guest at the home board. Hello. Okay, let's finish off this Thunder Rabbit real quick.
Okay.
Sean.
Me again.
Favorite Halloween costume you dressed up as?
Oh, okay. Here's my favorite Halloween costume when I was a kid.
5 seconds, go.
Oh, okay, I'll make this quick. My parents, I want to go super quick.
Sean.
You can't keep this quick for the life of you.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Spit it out.
It needs a build up.
No, all you right, don't.
Fuck you was the Hulk. Next question.
All right. Okay, that's all. Dimitri.
Mr. Thomas.
I was Batman, Dave.
I was supposed to be a Touareg. Everyone thought I was a terrorist.
That
was post 9/11. That.
Oh my goodness.
We'll close off the first episode of Guys Talking About Stuff. Guys, thank you for having me. Thank you for being
thanks
on.
For being on our show, Andy.
I'd like to thank again Mr. Sean Forbes,
Mutiny,
Mr. David LeBlanc, and Dimitri Pierce. Yeah. All right.